The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
All right, so back to the legalization of marijuana and where we're at. One of the other states, Oklahoma, on deck as well.
Oh, wow.
Is that odd?
That is kind of a... It seems, I would think it shouldn't be, but it just seems like it is.
Well, I would think, and we've already seen it happening, the entire West Coast, all three states that border the West Coast, all legal for recreational purposes. California, Oregon, and Washington, all. Then you got the Northeast starting to pepper in over there with Vermont and Massachusetts. I expected it to go down the coast, which it already is, and then the Midwest to be the last. Oklahoma's working on it, though. Voters are going to decide whether or not to legalize medical marijuana during the June primary or the November election. It's just a matter of if they get the question on. So it could be in June. It could be in November. Think about this. You've already got 9 states recreational use.
Okay.
And we've got 11 more that I'm telling you about that are likely going to have something this year. That puts you close to half of the states for recreational use within the next year. You know a bunch of those are going to pass.
Oh, yes.
Even if it's not all. And then the following year, those states will put it on again because those groups are not stopping. And there'll be a couple of other states. At what point does the federal government get forced into saying we're going to have to do something about this? So... all of those states are in violation of federal law. All of the people that use are technically in violation of federal law. And what federal law in the past has done is still raid these places. So you're legal with state law and there's no issue, no harm, no foul. But the feds can just come in via the DEA, just start taking people down.
And they're also having trouble with financing. And
right. So now you're screwing the people up financing. You're putting little asterisks on their record about things they've done wrong.
And really... lending institutions are finding it hard to justify lending
these
institutions because while they're following state law and the state says, I think some of the states, maybe it was just California, was talking about actually taking the banks under their wing and saying it's okay. But the feds are like, no, no.
Right.
We can come anytime we want.
And civil asset forfeiture. The federal government, via the DEA, can go in and have legal dispensaries in states where it is legal, medical even, recreational, whatever, have gone in, seized it, taken the money, and taken the property. They can just do this.
That's a crime.
Is that unbelievable?
That should be a crime. I mean, there's no question that's
now they crime. They have backed off a little bit with so many states now considering, well, legal, medical-wise, and then so many recreational, but... civil asset forfeiture is already a problem, but that just makes it worse. Ohio, this shocks me a little bit. I expect Ohio to be one of the last holdouts when it comes to this because Ohio has made so many colossally bad choices over the years. When it came to gambling, Ohio let recreational legalized gambling via, you know, state sanction, let every state around them get it. For decades. First, it started up on either side around the lake in Canada. So you had Niagara Falls and then Windsor, Ontario. Then they let Michigan legalize gambling. Indiana, I think, was before Michigan. So you had the riverboats down there. Then West Virginia and Pennsylvania. And you'd go to any of the casinos. And what would you see in the parking lot? All the license plates Ohio.
Huh.
People go over there, huh? So then Ohio finally like, yes, we'll get it done. And the very people who kept it out, the dog tracks, because they would have horse racing and dog track racing, those people finally applied, pushed it through and set it up so they could apply for the license and some of them got it. Funny how that works, isn't it? And when they pitched it to the people, they're like, hey, we can finally get all this revenue back. Well, no, all you're doing is leveling the playing field, the money that you've been hemorrhaging all these years.
Yeah.
You're not actually ahead of the game. So I expect Ohio to be last when it comes to something that is inevitable. You might as well get out in front of it and try to control it and make it as good as possible. And I say inevitable, not because you should accept things that people are pushing through, like challenges to the Second Amendment, but because the people recognize that this is a freedom issue. And the people are fine with it. At one time, we had prohibition of alcohol. the people were fine with that until they were not, and they repealed it. And this is how it goes. So Ohio, the campaign to legalize recreational marijuana use in Ohio will likely have something on the ballot this fall. Kentucky, which is going to be an interesting one. Who's the governor of Kentucky? Matt Bevin. Matt's a good guy. I supported Matt. I don't know how he stands on this one. I do not know how he stands.
I don't know how he stands.
I will be frustrated if he gets this one wrong. Matt leads with freedom. He does, but he's, you know, conservative guy, so it could go either way with this. Now, the Kentucky Secretary of State is Allison Grimes. Grimey. Remember Grimey? She was challenging him. Good old Grimey.
Grimey.
That's how he's calling her. She's Grimey. Anyway, she's pushing this and pushing the legislators. She's sending him a bill to try to get it to legalize. They want to send it to Matt Bevin this year sometime once it gets passed in the legislature. Does he sign it or not? I don't know. Most of the states that have passed it, it has come not via the legislature, but it has come from ballot measure, which is interesting as well.
Okay.
And I think they just don't want their hand on it. You know what I mean? They don't want to be, oh, you passed this, you voted for it, whatever, let the people do it.
Right.
Which is really kind of weak. South Dakota. Signatures to support a 2018 ballot initiative for limited medical marijuana legalization. This would be medical. Were submitted last November. So the Secretary of State is reviewing the collected signature, and the results are anticipated anytime now. That's for medical. By the way, I think the Kentucky one is medical as well. That's not for recreational. I expect Matt would sign medical, but you never know. We should talk to him.
That's really strange because I don't know what he would do on that. That could go any way.
Matt is, and I've had a lot of private conversations with Matt. You know, I've had a lot of private conversations. It sounds really? Intimate conversation.
Matt and I have
off-air conversations. Off-air. And politicians, when you hear them off the air, they're a little more candid and just sometimes. Even his language. Yep. Matt's pretty straight. Forward, on air, off air, whatever. But he is a freedom guy. He leads more of the freedom works, personal freedoms, personal responsibility. And also a businessman.
So, yeah, I know. But he's also, you know, big family man.
Yeah,
a lot of kids.
Then you've got
sometimes that goes the other way when you have a big family and kids. You don't want to. You feel like you're letting them down.
Exactly. Something. Then you've got Utah. Utah.
Wow.
Utah. Now, this is medical marijuana.
Say wow, the third time? Or?
Yeah, wow. Just get that in okay. there. That, wow. I mean, that is pretty shocking, right?
Well, you know, it is when you think of old Utah. But the last 10 years, Utah has really made a quite a turn to the left.
I mean, this is medical still we're talking about.
I know,
about. But can't you see the church? And the Mormon church has a lot of power in Utah. We know that. Can't you see them standing against this? Because, I mean, marijuana is a gateway to coffee.
Less, yeah, less.
I mean, it could.
Stop it.
It can be a gateway to caffeine.
I am not a card-carrying member. That whole coffee thing, you know, it is your choice.
I'm just saying it can be a gateway. You got to be careful, you know.
They make those recommendations.
You know, first thing you make that legal, the next thing you know, people are out there drinking coffee, they're getting cappuccinos, and then espressos, right? Double espresso. I don't think we want to see that, right? In Utah.
Next thing you know, Jello sales are down.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. We've lost control. The wheels are off of this.
You should not push me into these jokes.
Activists are gathering signatures for a 2018 ballot initiative for comprehensive medical marijuana. They need 113 signatures by April. By the end of April, we'll see if they end up getting that on in November. And then Missouri. Missouri. Medical marijuana is what they're pushing for.
Yeah, because the guy...
And by the way,
bad joke.
Yeah, even but if the, if you're somebody that does not support the legalization of marijuana, make no mistake, the medical marijuana is just the stop. That's just a stopping point or a step stepping stone. It really is. I mean, no one's pushing this through for legalized medical marijuana going, we just need medical and we're good. Most of the people are saying it as a stepping stone that they're going to do more. Come on.
It has appeared that that has actually happened throughout history. So it's probably proof that it's going to happen again.
Right. Exactly. That's what they do. And we know that. I'm just, you know, full disclosure, because I support it. So I want you to know.
I do too. I mean, most specifically, the medical marijuana. There's absolutely nothing. And I've seen the reports and the studies, and that's one of the reasons that they left it as a Schedule One, because they were trying to say that it was, you know, that's why they didn't want it to be go into the medical. And, you know, I've witnessed personally how it's helped people. And it's ridiculous that if it can help someone.
And you're talking people with cancer or something, not helped you at a party.
No, exactly. I'm not talking about
I've witnessed
the
how it helps people
at the drive-thru at Taco Bell. I've witnessed how it's helped profits at Taco Bell at 2 a.m. I've personally witnessed that as well. Okay. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.